At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know, Allegri, he brought on a super sub. Even though that fever, Stevie P's sick, Fabio's sick. He got on the phone. I got on the phone. I go, Gio, I need you, buddy. Because what a podcast we have to have tonight. You're already drinking, obviously. Live from L.A. Facebook Frank is writing in the comments. Liban, Youssef. Guys, a lot of you people at 2-0, I saw your comments. I saw your comments, right? Especially you, Gio.
I said game is over. I said game over because it's happened all the time, Vinny. When we're going to Torino, they put a...
Yeah, they put an ass kick on us, but not this time. So replacing Stevie P, Fabio, even Jan couldn't make it. You know, he's defending our borders, or our big Canadian borders there. But I got Gio. What are we going to be talking about? We obviously we're going to talk about the last game of week 14 in the Serie A. We're going to be talking about what went on today, what we liked, what we didn't like. We're going to be talking all the other results, the big game this weekend there in Napoli. But, dude, are you ready, man? Are you ready to get into it? And we got to bring the heat, as they said. Not fever heat, just regular kind of heat. Are you ready, buddy?
I'm ready, buddy. This episode is called Drinking on the Job.
And you know what? Before we do hit the... Oh, Jesus Christ. Drinking on the Job. Gio, what do you know, the subscribers, the viewers, the listeners, they need to do a special something. Let the people know. What do they got to do, buddy?
Man, if you love the content, you want to keep updated with all the content and all the special guests like me and Vinny T today, you got to like, you got to subscribe, and you got to turn on the bell notifications. Because even though you're subscribed, if you don't turn on the bell notifications, you do not get the notification that we are on live and popping it for a goon.
There we go. And let's get the show on the road. Cari amici sportivi, welcome into an edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast, where we talk everything Milan from a pulling it together, Pulisic and together, and Christian Santo Subito. You know what that means, Gio? Make him a saint right away. Thank you to Terry for that beautiful artwork. What a game it was. And welcome, Gio. When was the last time me and you were together? Thank you for covering, but it's been a while. It's been a while, has it not?
I think for the Patreon, Vinny, me, they never let the most dysfunctional guys go on together because they know we're going to cause a ruckus up in here.
Cause a ruckus is exactly what went on today. And look, Gio, let me ask you. I know Torino, we don't have the best of track records against Torino in Torino. Looking at the starting lineup, Pulisic supposedly had a fever. You have Nkunku up there, Loftus-Cheeks is there, and didn't take that long. But the starting lineup, anyways, it's not like we had any other choice. Did you have a problem with this kind of starting lineup? And Allegri from the rafters calling this a starting lineup.
Nah, Vinny, I think the lineup was good. I mean, you know what? I think he's letting Richie like earn his spot, which I hope after today's performance he really gets more minutes. But I think it was good. I like seeing the kid starting at left wing back. Batasaki, he's growing. He's growing every game. So, I mean, I had no complaints. You know, Pulisic with the flu, Jimenez is still out. I don't know why he's out. But you know what? I mean, we're going what we can, Vinny. So, I mean, I can't complain about that.
And, you know, didn't take long. Didn't take long for us to start the face palming. You know, try to answer me this question, Gio. Like, What is he complaining about, Tomori? Now, I know he's had a couple of good games, and you know what? He didn't have a bad game after this blunder. His arm is out. I know Keefe was horrible today in refereeing, but no excuses here. Magic Mike almost gets it, right? But were you worried that the 1-0, and do you blame Tomori on this one? I just don't understand that. What are you complaining about? Because if that was against us, I would have called that a penalty, right? How did you feel about the Keefe's call?
Yeah, he was playing volleyball, Vinny. I don't know what his hands are doing all the way up. Vinny, that's going to be automatically pent. You know, I think it was a dumb defensive thing, but you know what? Magic Mike almost had it. And you know what? After that, I think we settled down, Vinny. I think we settled down after they scored another one on us. But then remaining in the game, we turned everything up once Leao got subbed off. So, but not to me, Tomori, that's a stonewall penalty. I don't know. If people are saying it's not a penalty, bro, he had his hands over his head. That's not in a natural position.
And, you know, before Leao going out, we had another kind of a brain fart of Nkunku losing the ball so easily. And, you know, you look back at that, may call it foul, but he was already going towards the floor. And, you know, he's not an imposing kind of guy. I know the Al can be Ibra's size or Giroud's size, but just losing that ball and on there, you know, do you blame Nkunku losing it? How did we let them counterattack so fast, right? And Zapata scoring it there, do you blame Pavlovich for not stopping that? Because he just went between his legs, and I know it's hard to say, but where do you put blame in there? Do you just put blame on our defense and just letting them just counterattack the way they did?
The whole team effort, Vinny. Where was our midfield? I know Nkuki goes through the midfield to pick up the ball and then pass it and do an outlet for Leao so he can have more space. But where was the midfield? Because as soon as they stole the ball from Nkuku, it was just defenders there. Vinny, Gabia, Tomori looking back, and then Pavlovich. But you know what? And then at the end, it was Magic Mike. You're not supposed to get beat like that. Vinny is right in the middle. You know, he got his arm on it, but I think it was a whole team effort why they scored on us, that we just lapsed in concentration.
And thank God for the other parts, the other part of the Allied forces. Rabiot, what a shot. Like, did you see the ball? The ball did not move of the strength of that shot. And I just liked possibly scoring one of the prettiest goals possibly of his career. Let's get back into it, because at this point, you know, it's the 24th minute. There's a lot of soccer to be played. A lot of people are talking about, I know Timmy was saying that Leao coming off an injury was a turning point. Was this a turning point for you? Rabiot scoring and just getting us back into this game.
I think that wonder goal, because, you know, every time we face Torino, they've gone off 2-0 against us a lot, Vinny. And then we come back and tie this. So, you know, but usually we leave it to the second half and we're scoring like 10 minutes before. And then we score like at the death and it's a tie game. So having that, I think it changed the momentum, because I was like, you know, those moments, Vinny, you're like, no, don't shoot. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. You know, it was one of those, because it was from far out, Vinny. I was like, what are you doing? And then boom, goes to the back of the net. I couldn't believe it, but. Yeah.
I sent it, I believe, to the group there. But you know, the last time a Milan player scored from that far, did you see that the link? Let me see if I could pull it up, because this is all right. So an Italian says Rabiot scored a goal from 29 meters out. The last goal in Serie A from that distance. Major distance is one from 30 meters out, February 14, 2016, against Genoa. And it was Keisuke Honda. Honda is the last one that scored from 30 meters out, guys, 2016 against Genoa. So, no, guys, this is 29 meters out, man. But Honda, with bad memories there, from especially that corner that he took that time. What comes back at 2-1, right? Then after that, Torino, you know, it just seemed, you know, the argument could be made is like, how do you let a team like Torino score two goals against you? then I don't know if another team in a top 10 position, top 7 position will let us come back with 3 goals on this one. But they didn't do anything after this. And Leao gets hurt. Looks like he hurt himself trying to pull a Rabiot, trying to have a shot there. I was listening a bit into the Zone Italia, and they were like, oh, they're not sure. Looks like a pulled was ice on the inside of his thigh. Not a good sign of things to come, especially this is not his first injury of the year. What are you predicting for Leao? Do you think this might be a major one? It didn't look like he was staying on the bench, obviously, but hopefully, you know, I know winter break is coming up, but how did you see this injury on Leao, especially in his facial expressions?
You know, that's why I put game over, Vinny, because I was like, now where's our offense? You know, I think Pulisic only, according to the reports, they said Pulisic only had like 20 minutes in his body. He was struggling. But so I was like, oh, it's over. We don't have who else is going to come in? You know, we don't have any more offensive players in. So I thought that's when I was like, oh, it's over with us. But you know what? The team showed resilience. I think it's that Allegri managing these players and having them get up for it, because that Rabiot shot changed everything. So, but now we're going to see who we're going to play up there, because Loftus-Cheek, I didn't like him playing like secondary striker last game. But now it's going to have to be, we're going to have to ride in Kunku and Loftus-Cheek. I think it's like going to be like a month and a half injury, Vinny.
Hopefully shorter. And, you know, can we give a hats off, chapeau, as we would say here in Quebec, Richie. Richie came on, subbing Leao, right? What a responsibility this kid has against Torino, his old team, right? And what a great performance he put in through. Forget the assist on the goal, took a shot in the early stages of the second half. And in the second half, we came out swinging. But Richie, what a great performance he had. What did you think about him playing and coming in like impromptu, because he wasn't expected to play?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was happy with the performance. I want him to get more minutes, and it showed him. If he's not a starter in next game, then, you know, I mean, that's just based on Allegri still wanting him to grow. But I was very – his shot, he was assisting, he was recovering balls. And, you know, the thing about Richie, man, he's going to run the most kilometers. It says it all the time that he's in the game. Like, you know, he runs the most, and he covers the most distance. So I was very happy for him. He got an assist, so it goes on the stats. But Richie's not a guy that's going to put the numbers on the stats. You have to really watch the game and see what he does for us defensively and trying to move us forward. And what I like about him, Vinny, is I've said it all the time, he's like composed. He slows the balls down, and he knows how to control the game. So hopefully more minutes for him.
I liked what I saw. Now it's for Allegri to juggle what kind of players he's going to have left over. Now, what is this, like 13 games?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Without losing a point. Then, guys, Captain America, what can we say? Comes on 67th minute. By the 77th minute, he had scored 2 goals, almost had a third one. It was called offside. I know what a great impact player he's been for Milan. You know, and the way the team just changed the way they played. Like, you know, you have Salamakers crossing it in, Richie crossing it in, and he's just at the right place at the right time. But, you know, we can't just rely on Captain America all this time. But what a time for a substitution, especially knowing that he was under the weather. Then again, Presidente, what did he say? Take a couple of Tylenols and let's go. We need 20 minutes. But wow. Wow. And I wasn't expecting that. And what a great feeling. And Captain America, you know what? I'm going to... No, they've been talking about outclassing Leao. Yeah, he's been outclassing Leao the last couple of years. But talk to me about your captain, your Captain America, straight from the good old U.S. of A, man. What'd you think about what he did and what he brought, and going from a roller coaster, right, from down to nothing to 3-2? What a performance, and thank you, Captain America.
Nah, Vinny, I mean, I have a love and hate relationship with Captain America, but after today, I mean, Milan fans got to start giving him his credit. You know, I know you guys don't like Americans, and yes, I'm gonna say that. He got ball. He knows how to ball, and that's what he's been doing. They don't want to give him the credit. You know why they don't want to give him the credit? But I'm just happy. And it seemed like when he came in, Vinny, did you see? It seems like the team just united. Yeah. They're like, okay, we know where he's gonna be at, and he's like a fox in the box, Vinny. He's always smelling right place, right time. Because I thought that his first goal was offside. But he just knew how to keep himself onside.
And he just knew, man. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what? Since we're on the subject, Omar on Patreon, how clutch is Captain America? You think it's safe to say that this is his team now and deserves the captain's armband? Not something we've discussed a lot, but I think so. I know Manga has the longevity, but just the way you just described, the way the team is, when he's on. I know we're talking with at the end of the game, and he just kept on never speaking about himself, just thinking about the team. What do you say, man? Like, does he deserve the captain's armband, especially the way he's been performing and playing? Nothing to take away anything from Magic Mike, obviously, but what say you to that question, to that statement?
I wouldn't give him the armband, but this is his team. Yeah, it's this team. Leal's been injured the whole season, and he's been putting up the numbers. So this is his team. The armband, Magic Mike, you know, he deserved that, especially after that derby penalty save after Hakan. I can't take it away from Magic Mike. But, yeah.
Okay, but it's a good conversation to have, because mm-hmm. he's definitely in that top two, top three for captain's armband. And who knows, man, if he's going to take this team under his wing. But, yeah, for now, Leave it to Magic Mike, because we need to re-sign him. Leave him the captain's armband. Give him
they
some.
They both need to re-sign. Vinny, he needs to re-sign too. Renew. And you know what I like about Pulisic too? He knows what it means to the fans. Because what did he do in the first goal? He went to the curva, right? That mm-hmm. he went over there. He jumped over the fence, and he went over there to celebrate with them. So I think he's starting to know that, like, the meaning. Like, yeah, Italian football, all this Premier League stuff is crazy, but the love that they're going to give you in Italy from winning is different, more better love than what it is in England. So I think that he's starting to realize, you know what, these fans, they deserve better.
And, you know, we thought we were going to finish with something, with a cherry on top, that 80th minute. What was it, 80th? And Nkunku's almost all alone, fires it wide. RLC can't hit the broadside of the barn. And in the end, you know what? We didn't let them come back in. So it is what it is. In the end, a 3-2, tre punti sofferti, as they said. Top of the table once again, tied with Napoli, but atop with goal differential. I know it's easy to pick Captain America as, you know, top of the match, right? Some arguments can be made for Raviot. Some comments might be made for even super subs Richie for the amount of minutes he played. Who's your flop?
Flop, Vinny? I would give it to Mori. Like, this is why I don't go on the stats, like a foot mob and stuff, because you can't. He gives away the penalty. He was making shaky, but then when the team got reunited, he got better. You know.
So you're gonna go with Tomori as a flop?
Yeah, I don't know. He just
I didn't think
shaky.
Modric was that good, man. I didn't think Modric was that good. I just felt that I think they contained him pretty good. And flop is a big word, but I don't feel that he had the impact that he's had. He's got the impact that he's gotten us used to in the last 13 games. Yeah. I know it's a big word to call it a flop. How about you guys in the comments? Who was your flop of the match? You know, Pavlovic didn't have the greatest of game either. But in the end, I felt Tomori blunder, yes, but he just went back and played a lot better. Yeah, guys, you let us know your flops in the match. But no, for Captain America, definitely tops. And even for Rabiot for being possibly the turning point in the game. We got Sassuolo coming up. Sunday, it's what, 3:30 a.m.?
3:30 a.m., Vinny T.
So you're just going to come back from the bar and just get on the couch and just watch the game at 3:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah, I think there's a boxing match, so I'll just be drinking all night, Vinny.
That's a good one. Tomorin Pavlovic were exposed today, cracks in the back line. Yeah, definitely, because we can't have, guys, we can't have teams like Torino scoring two goals in the span of 20 minutes against us. And I'm sure that Allegri from his cell phone, he was making notes and making sure that we don't have that happening against Sassuolo, because Sassuolo, guys, as we're going to see, not the pushover. So on that note, I know you like to talk about the rest of Serie A, so let's go to our football segment. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and the EPL here in Canada. E se può anche ascoltare in italiano. You know that they started calculating, Gio. Fiorentina's not making it. I think they would have to win like 10 games out of the remaining 14. They have to get, I don't know how many points. It's sad. It's sad. And, you know, they were talking about this beginning at the bars, like Pioli was the problem. I don't know if Pioli was the problem, but there is no reasons whatsoever that this team, week 14, has not a single win, Gio. And it would be sad to see, but I think it's going to happen. I think they're going to get relegated.
Vinny, me and Stevie said it, that Pioli was not going to eat panettone, no mangia panettone. And he did, and look at him, 2 points now. It's crazy. One of the great historic clubs in Italy, one of the Seven Sisters, is going down, man. And they started off the game good, Vinny. They were winning. Mandraga, that penalty. And then just Sassuolo just turned it on, man. With all these players that I don't know, that the center back that we want to buy, he was playing like Virgil van Dijk. He was all over the pitch. It was just crazy. But Sassuolo are back to stay in Serie A, and they're going to be the rock. You know, Vinny, you ever walk like for a mile, or you're out at the bar and then you get a little rock in your shoe? That's what Sassuolo are to us, that little rock in the shoe, always trying to bug us.
So definitely Fiorentina, I think, is just sad to see. Then, excuse me, to the people that thought Como was the, you know, Como went to Milan and they played exactly the way Como should play against a top team like Inter. No surprise here, 4-0 from Inter, and they needed this this big win going into the Champions League this week. Do you have any comments about Inter just slapping around? Quattro pere against Como.
Vinny, man, I mean, bro, I even told Fabio, I was like, bro, I'm going to watch Inter Como these games, and then, you know, the next big game, I think they're going to drop. But boy, was I wrong. I knew it was over after the 11th minute. All that Barcelona football did not work against Inter, and Como ended up going down.
Gasperini was pretty good at Atalanta, because Atalanta just looks like it's a sometimes we win, sometimes good, sometimes shit. Losing to Verona 3-1 and losing convincingly on this one. If you're Atalanta, do you start worrying, or do you think that Gasperini was that much, well, you know what, if Allegri's doing something with the kind of the same players as last year, look at Atalanta, and it's not like Atalanta's doing the Atalanta of last year, but would you be worried as an Atalanta fan if you were an Atalanta?
Yeah, because they were just, they just got Paolo Dino, Vinny. But you know what, Vinny, I don't even think it was Gasperini leaving in them. Remember, they lost Sartori to Bologna. And then now Bologna has been on their side, and he's been scouting. Well, not him, but he has his team that's been scouting all these other players. So I'm just worried about you should be worried with Atalanta, because, you know, you're going to lose a lot of players in the summer if you don't make it to, like, a European place. Because now I think after the last 7 years, Vinny, that they've been making Champions League, Europa League, getting that extra money, I think they always book that money, like budget it for next year. Like, okay, if we make this, we're going to make this money. But now they're going to have to sell everybody. Ederson, they're looking, everybody got to go.
Cremonese beating Lecce at home 2-0. And then Cagliari at home This one, Roma, red card, Celik in the 52nd minute. Not expecting this one, but there was some fiasco with Folorusho there, and they caught him on camera, telling him that his mom's a whore and all that. Like, what the fuck is going on in the sport today? But in the end, Roma, still there, still on the top of the tables. But were you surprised seeing Roma lose away from home, especially against Calgary?
Yeah, Calgary always tough, man. And then they got that new superstar. Not superstar, Vinny, but that new kid, Palestra. I think him and Kyle, they're going to be battling for right back for the national team for the next 10 years. I think they're both 20, 21. So, I mean, I like his talent, man.
So Roma's staying with 0 points this week. Lazio Bologna 1-1. The only story that I have on this one was the back and forth between Sarri and Lotito after the game. Lotito saying, you know, the team is good the way it is. Sarri's like, we ain't going high. We need somebody. It's just like this entertainment of Lazio. But 1-1 here, I think there was a much deserved tie on Borens. And then we had the return. The return of allora la Spalletti adesso che qua. Sorry, I gotta do my half eyebrows. It's gonna shave them off like this. I watched this game. Even some of the friends from the bar actually flew to Napoli to watch this game. Explain me something. You're an ex-coach of Napoli. You're going to Napoli. You want to win. You've been hired to bring a result. And what do? You sub out, right? You sub out guys like Yildiz. Sub out guys like Conceição. And in the end, Holland comes out, scores 2 goals. I don't know what is going on with Juventus, but you keep guys like Locatelli on, generational talent Locatelli. How much hate that I got for shitting on him. But your thoughts on this game, and honestly, even to the Juventinis today that were at the bar, they weren't surprised. It's just like, yeah, the one. Remember that one? The one, Miretti. He was the one with all those videos they used to make on him. But holy shit, they need a revamp Juve. And what's crazy is that we're speaking of them in this manner. But if they would have won, they would have been there, you know, 3-4 points away from first place. But your thoughts on Napoli, the big clash of Serie A week 14?
Vinny, just imagine you take out your four top best talent teams and you expect to win the game. You take out Udis, you take out Conceição, you take out Cambiasso, and you take out Turan, and you expect to win the game. How are you going to take off your top four players and expect, like, you know what, we're going to win the game? But I mean, yeah, just disappointing. You didn't put up a fight. I thought you was gonna do something for me, but you know, just to have that asshole Højlund score 2 goals after he shitting on us, Vinny, I didn't like that. But I mean, it was a good game, Vinny. I mean, Serie A this week showed out, Vinny, because last two weeks we've been dry on the goals, right? Last 2 weeks, but this week they cannot complain. And
you know what, on that note, I'm so deeply sorry. We had a couple of trompettes, especially after a game like today. Where there was no trompettes, Pisa Parma 0-1, so Parma taking 3 points away, taking them home. Udinese 1, Genoa 2. And on this one here, I don't know. I don't know what to think of Udinese this year. It's like, every time you're expecting them to play like last year, then they pull up with these blunders. But I think they're going to be ball busters. I think they're going to be ball busters again this year. But your take so far of Udinese, the way they've been playing. And let's take a look as you speak of Udinese. Look at, they're in 11th, they're 18 points, 11th place, right? But I don't know, just losing again today. Genoa getting the much needed 3 points. They were at the bottom there with 11 points. But what say you, man?
Vinny, I mean, Zaniolo has been disappointing at Udine this whole season. I thought I had high hopes for him to go to uni, keep his head down and play. But
high hopes. How do you have high hopes for Zaniolo? Like, he goes from team to team. He stirs shit up. Well, where? What high hopes? And you're saying you have a love-hate relationship with Captain America, but you have high hopes for Zaniolo. Guys, Jesus Christ. And Mama, they're telling me Steve and Fab have a fever. No, fuck Zaniolo. That's why he's not on the, you know, it's like, he's have high hopes. Guys, get this guy another beer. Another beer. But looking at this table, Gio, I like to ask the guys, I asked Jan, I asked Steve, Fabio, which of these standings, right, are you pleasantly surprised to see?
To me, Fiorentina.
No, that's not pleasantly surprised. You're pleasantly surprised? No, something that, like, okay, yeah, that's...
pleasantly surprised, like Cremonese, after they beat us in the first game, they're still holding out, Vinny. They're going to be safe.
Cremonese and Sassuolo, yeah. I was not expecting that. The disappointment, yes, Fiorentina would be the easiest one, but I like, for Milanese, they're like, yeah, Atalanta at 16 points. Not expecting that at all, because I would see Atalanta in that Como spot, right? Como belong 24, 25 points, but this is the standings, the way they are after 14 weeks. We got Sassuolo. Let's not take them lightly. I know it's the early game at 6:30 in the morning for some of us, 3:30 in the morning for you, but let's see where this... and I like what we said here. It's like now we're starting to see the pack, you know? Where does that come? Let me pull it up again. And where's it? All on oxen free? Where is it?
I just put it up. Title race, Vinny T. Serie A has the best.
See, last week was 1 point between first and fourth. Now it's 4 points between first and fourth. 8 points between first and seventh. We're starting to see the chasing pack fall away. We'll see. But right now, this is exciting, right? When was the last time we had a season after 14 weeks that it's like this? And I love it. That's why the 4 points, the 3 points was so important today. And yes, and we'll drink to that. And on that note, this segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and EPL here in Canada. Week has come and gone, and there was the World Cup draw, a 7-hour event for, you know, an actual 30-minute draw. And yes, it's all spectacle, but there was a lot of heated arguments because, you know, World Cup groups, Italy's potential matchup, if we make it, possibly facing Canada. And the conversation came up. Who would you root for if Canada played Italy? And most is like, Italy? Why are you going to pick for Italy? You're a Canadian. Why don't you go for it? And I don't understand why this was such a heated discussion, saying you should be going for Italy. And you guys in the comments, let us know. And I'm trying to figure out. It's just like, for me, when it comes to football, club football, c'è il Milan, è solo il Milan. That is it. That is all. I'm never going to cheer for another team. You know, if a Roma, an Atalanta wins the Europa League, did this, okay, good for them. But I'm never going to cheer them on, right? Like Inter and the Champions League, you should cheer them on because they're Italian. No, fuck you. I'm not cheering them because they're Italian. And the national team is a completely different thing. Now, I grew up here. My father forbidding us to speak English or French in the house. You are Italian. You're going to up Italian and you're gonna do the value. I'm a very proud Canadian and I've grown to appreciate being Canadian. And that's all because of Bret Hart. Thank you, Bret. But where do you stand on, you know, people? I don't understand where this whole debacle came from, but why is it a problem that I'm going to go for Italy? I would go for Italy because that's what I grew up on. And will I cheer Canada on? Absolutely. But the question was if they face each other, and I would face for Italy. What do you say about this whole conversation? What do you guys say to in the comments?
Vinny, the whole World Cup thing was a fight. Rio Ferdinand was trying to beat up the commentator. Remember when they asked him if he ever scored on Casillas? Remember? Did you see that clip, Vinny, or not?
Yes.
I was like, so I think this just took it to the debates and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, you say it, Vinny, you feel, you go with your heart. And whoever doesn't like it, well, then F them, bro. That's, you grew up different, and people are going to grow up different. It's up to their heart. And you shouldn't be getting bashed. Oh, you know what? You're Canadian and stuff like that. I mean, I think that's what makes countries like the United States and Canada, everybody, it's like an import. People all over different countries come there. They make their lives, and, you know, it's up to you. Whichever you feel like is good for you, we don't care what other people's opinion is, Vinny, to be honest with you.
Hey, he's true, Vinny, saying I got dogged on. Yeah, because what are you watching, that stupid sport? And all of a sudden, Canada has an actual team, and all of a sudden, all Canadians are fans. Like, where were you guys, right? Just like a lot of the Milanistas that I see sometimes online, or these Milanistas that, you know, after the first game, our season is doomed. What a joke of a club. It's like, holy fuck, that they weren't there for the banter years. Or people of Mr. Joe Teresi, that's the first ever Milan club president here in Montreal. He went through Serie B, right? So it's like, where were you guys? It's not war. It's not... You know, where were you guys on the good times and the bad times, right? So it's, to me, it's just like, no, I'm gonna be cheering for Italy. That's if they make it. Let me not jinx everything. But did you take a look at all the groups? I don't know if you took a look, because you guys, I'm gonna take a look, because Fabio was just like, hey, maybe you want to talk about your group of debt. And I was looking, because there's like 77 groups, obviously, in this World Cup, and I don't know, man. I was looking, and I was like, Group I has France, Senegal, the winner of playoff two, and Norway. Just France and Norway, and Senegal is no pushover, right? I think that would be maybe the group of debt, I believe. But, you know, who are you cheering for? The good old US of A?
Nah, Vinny, you know I'm going for Italy, man. We're going to make it there. We'll be there. And we're going to lift up the trophy at the end. But Vinny, you know what? I feel sorry for Haiti. Did you see their
Haiti
group?
Haiti.
They got Brazil.
Haiti has, let me see here if I could find it. Haiti, Morocco, Scotland, and Brazil.
There you go.
But hey, they're there.
They're like, you just invited us. Like all the TikTokers were like, you just invited us so we can make ourselves look like clowns.
Spain, Saudi Arabia, Uruguay, and Cabo Verde. Cabo Verde is in the World Cup, but Italy no. Yeah, Norway, France will be at Gillette Stadium. Yeah, obviously for 100,000. I think the finals are going to be in Dallas, I believe. Guys, let us know, yeah, because of 100,000 fans.
No, MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
In New Jersey. Cabo Verde, we're going to win that group. Are you okay with this whole spectacle of what it has become? Would it be, we've gotten used to every year the Champions League draw. We have to sit through a fucking two-hour presentation for a guy to just go with a ball there. Just give me some AI, right? But is this a spectacle of it all? Even Trump showed up, and it's like, is it just give me these draws, or you think it's going to become bigger and bigger and bigger thing? Maybe a World Cup of what, 64 teams? I don't know, but it's a world thing, right? And they're doing it in the States. And do you have a problem with this whole, the whole hoopla, or the whole like festivities of this whole World Cup draw?
Vinny, they're trying to be like the streamer, like Kai Sana, I Show Speed, Aiden Ross, Neon. That's why they're doing that spectacle. They thinking that we have to watch 7-hour shows just to like stay engaged with the people. That's why Rio Ferdinand fighting with people. Like, come on, bro, be a professional. And then who goes to the World Cup draw without a tie? Why do you have a suit on with no tie? I think Rio Ferdinand, you was drunk or something. The whole show, you show up with a tie, you trying to fight and everything, and Ryder brother, yeah, I'm from El Salvador, so I got no choice but to go for Italy, because El Salvador ain't never going to see no World Cup. And when we did, we got shellacked 11-0, bro. We got the World Cup world record. So by
82, right?
Yeah.
Was it 82? 11-0?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's El Salvador, if El Salvador was playing against Italy, would you go for El Salvador? For sure.
No, man, I'm not trying to get embarrassed. That's something like I've been watching Italian football for a long time, Vinny, so I love Italy and what it stands for. And I always say we got the best league. We just don't have the best marketed league, which is the Premier League.
Yeah. This was the highlight. Wayne Gretzky seeing Curaco. You can't even spell the countries. Ah, Wayne, you are the great one, but not at the, in Jordan. Jesus Christ.
They should have had Luke Robitaille there, Vinny.
Luke Robitaille is an international man. Just because he's from LA and he played for the Kings and he played... No, Wayne Gretzky's fine. But look, in the end, week 14 has come and gone. Pressure was on us. We came up with the 3 points. We cannot go through games like this against superior teams. Right now, you know, let's take a look right now at the schedule while I pull this off here.
You know what, Vinny, see, we have two back-to-back 3:30 AA games. I think we have two back-to-back 3:30
AA games. We got Sassuolo, right? After this, we have the Supercoppa on the 18th. So during that time, we're going to have the Supercoppa. Then on the 28th, right, Verona. And I don't know, guys, would they come up with the schedule yet? I don't know how many days they're going to take off during Christmas time, or we're going to do like the EPL and play every fucking game. But the next opponents are Verona, Cagliari, Genoa, and then Fiorentina. And these are the kind of games that a normal person would look at and go, well, these should be easy. No, these are not going to be easy. And I think this is going to be a crucial time, because these are the ball-busting teams, and we haven't come up with very good results against the small teams, but it all depends what this team will do and if Leao is really injured. What do you want to do, man? Do you think they go buy somebody?
Well, or do you think they're going to pull? We already went to Colombia. We got that kid, that Azel.
He's not going to... Jesus Christ. We didn't go buy a guy. I think he's from, Colombia. That's for La Primavera. He's not replacing anybody. I'm talking about...
Primavera is under 18. Vinny, he's 20 already.
He's 20, yeah, so he's going to be our secret weapon. But I don't know if this management will do what it needs to do, because in the end, unless somebody leaves, right... This team cannot afford to spend $80 million on two strikers in a year and a half and have no productivity and no results. Do you trust in Allegri to know how to juggle this team from a cell phone or from the sidelines?
Vinny, I think we're going to sell Santi. We're going to loan out Nkuku, and we're bringing back Camarda. And if he performs or he doesn't perform, he's going to do the same thing as Nkunku and Jimenez have been doing, Vinny. That's the worst thing. He could
Gee,
be
I want you
nothing.
To think about what you just said. You want to sell Jimenez, loan out Nkunku.
They want him. The reports, the Mercato, the journalists.
And you're going to replace two strikers, because we don't have any strikers, with one. The one that's been sitting on the bench at Lecce. Come on, Gio. Now... loan maybe one of them out, right? But you're gonna have to go get somebody, because you can't go on, especially in this month of January, especially with these injuries. And look at today, when Leao gets hurt and you're bringing in a midfielder, there's a problem. And you know, somebody, I saw somebody post, I think it was on Twitter, is like a guy like Allegri, when he's asking for somebody, and we know that he asked for Rabiot because he knows that he plays in a system, and look what it gives. And that's why we love to hate him at Juve. But people haven't spoken about management in the last couple of months, because it doesn't adhere to the, you know, to the clickbait and whatever. But do you think that this management will come through if needed?
Yeah, they have to come through, Vinny. In January, we have a 4-point lead. Why wouldn't they want to, okay, you sell Jimenez or you loan in Cuckoo, why wouldn't they want to bring in like a striker or spend the money? Or to me, a guy that we were looking at last winter and we couldn't close the deal. And not even this summer, you go get that top Brazilian talent, Ryan, that now Bayern Munich want him and battle it out with Bayern Munich and tell him, look, right here, you're going to be playing minutes. We have all these injuries. So, like, you know, we guarantee you minutes. And Bayern Munich, you don't even know if you're going to be playing. So, to me, I go get that kid, Ryan. I would even go get Endrick on loan, Vinny. Like, Endrick is rotting in the bench on Real Madrid. So, he's looking for some minutes. We could do some deals, Vinny. They just have to want to spend a little bit of money. If we're 4 points, we have a four-point lead, Vinny, before the January, or even a three-point lead, I think they should help us. I think we've been buying the merch. We bought the Christmas jumper this year again, and we've been doing everything to support the team. So after, you know, of last season, I think they need to get behind us. Come on, let's get that second star. Let's get that second star. We deserve that as a fan. Many we seen Mez, but we seen Kevin Constant. We seen Tribuna Honda throwing Tribuna shots all the way over there. Like, come on, guys. Do you guys, you know, we had what's the bald head Brazilian who was already done for? He played for Chelsea. Alex. We had Alex. Yeah, so
come scored, on. scored a goal in a derby. One of those two derbies won during those 10 years.
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, they need to spend, Vinny. And that's all I'm going to say.
Bret Hart's still alive. Blasphemy. Don't talk bad about Bret Hart. The best there is, the best there, best there will be. I think they'll do something, not a big move. But I think they know what's at stake and they don't want to have another fiasco, especially like with the fans. The stadium coming up, you want to fill up that stadium. That stadium ain't going to be paid by itself. I think they will do something if needed, but nothing, not to, what do you call it, make it rain. You know, not going to go over there and just make it rain as you, there we go. On that note, Gio, your closing, parting shots. Let's get this show on the road. Anything else you want to add before we hit Sassuolo? Free yourself at 3:30. I know you're going to be drunk texting us in the MWP Patreon and the Coast to Coast. So I will be up. You're going to be watching at home, I hope.
Yeah, no. See, this is the thing. The only thing I have to say, come on, Serie A. You're going to put us to back-to-back league games at 3:30 in the morning. You want to grow the league, you could have us maybe once a year at 3:30 a.m. game. But if you want to grow the league, teams
you're
like
right.
Milan.
The 28th is 6:30, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, and then you don't let the clubs get together. Because ain't no club, like I already know Boston, you're not opening. They're not opening the bar for us at 6:30 a.m. But, hey, man, just get behind the team, Vinny. That's all I'm going to say. We've been through worse. Whether you like ownership or you don't like ownership, it's about the colors, it's about the badge, what it stands for, and all the great players that have played for our club. Just get behind the team. Nobody expected this. We only expected top four, but now we're challenging, and maybe the team is going to need us the remainder of the games to pull them through.
What I'm going to be saying is that it's 14 weeks in. I might be called... Oh, and I'm going to love everybody at the bar tomorrow that they're all ready to fucking make fun of me against Torino. And I'm just going to walk in and I'm going to salutate la capolista. But to all the people, yeah, you know who you are. At week one, we're fucking doomed. This fucking team sucks as shit. This fucking management. Guys like you, Gio, game over at 2-0. No. You know what? You keep the faith, because that's all we have, right? And I know it's easy to say after the fact, but I don't understand. Tell me, let's say, like, last year, right, that I was an idiot, and I knew, like, you know, we're talking with Steve last year, where we were 15, 16 weeks in, and we're already 10 points away from first place. Then we have an argument. But don't, with these comments of, oh my God, this team is shit and whatever. And then I see other comments. It's like, wait a minute, Pulley had fever? And I'm like, what kind of a... How do you not know that he was sick, La Conferenza Stampa? So it's like, you know, those are my parting shots to all the Vinny haters, because my glass is always half full. Fuck every single one of you. And I'm going to continue being exactly the way I am. it is what it is. And yes, I'm going to be doing more videos of wrestlers and Milan. And to all the people in the comments, thank you. Even to the haters in the comments, thank you very much for joining and partying, taking part. El capolista se ne va. That's right, Josh. El capolista se ne va. Gio, I will see you for a pregame Sunday at, 3 o'clock in the morning? Maybe we'll do a post. Maybe we'll do a post game. How's that? Like, post for us, game. Nice. Maybe we'll do.
How many beers were in?
Me at 6:30. It's 6:30 in the morning for me. So at least but Gio's drinking. I feel bad. I can't leave him alone. So yeah, you know what? In the end, guys, subscribe, like, hit the notification bell in case we do end up doing maybe a post game reaction after early start and multiple beers. Gio, thank you very much for tagging yourself in today. Love it. And to everybody else, ovunque sempre. Forza Milan.
Forza Milan. Ciao.